woman I love is named Ramona. She kind of looks like Tempest Storm, and she can dance like Little Egypt. She works down at the Snake Farm. Snake Farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake Farm pretty much is Snake Farm. It's a reptile house. Snake Farm. Ramona's got a keen sense of humor. She got a tattoo down her arm. It's of a python eating a little mouse, wearing a sailor hat that says Snake Farm. Snake Farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake Farm pretty much is Snake Farm. It's a reptile house. Snake Farm. Asked Ramona how come she works there. She says, well, it's got its charm. There's nothing to do in the winter. Now then some kid gets bit at the Snake Farm. Snake Farm, just sounds nasty. Snake Farm pretty much is Snake Farm. It's a reptile house. Snake Farm. Ooh. Yeah, I forgot to mention something. This is a sing-along. Really? It goes, Snake Farm just sounds nasty. Snake Farm pretty much is Snake Farm. It's a reptile house. Snake Farm. Yeah, we're in the right place at the right time. Let's try it one time. This Snake Farm just sounds nasty. Snake Farm pretty much is Snake Farm. It's a reptile house. Snake Farm. This comes out June 27th. Gonna sell like hotcakes. Ramona likes malt liquor and a band from Wales that was called The Alarm. She said she cried when they broke up. She still plays the records at the Snake Farm. Snake Farm just sounds nasty. Snake Farm pretty much is Snake Farm. It's a reptile house. Snake Farm. Sometimes Ramona calls me up and says, come on down here, it's getting warm. And she runs everybody off, and we, you know, Snake Farm. Snake Farm just sounds nasty. Snake Farm pretty much is Snake Farm. It's a reptile house. Snake Farm. Ooh, Snake Farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake Farm pretty much is Snake Farm. It's a reptile house. Snake Farm. Well, thank you very much. It doesn't get any better than this. Really. It doesn't get any better at all. We're very glad to be here. This next song here, might have a little tuning thing here. Next song is called Name Dropping. If you've ever seen me perform, you know that I do not name drop. I think that's a very vile, kind of an unprofessional thing to do, because a lot of times you'll see performers up on stage and they'll say, well, this song was written by a close personal friend of mine. They're lying. They don't know those people. What they're trying to do by doing that, they're trying to convince the audience that they're a little higher up on the rungs of the entertainment ladder, leaned against the wall of illusion and broken dreams. On the other side of the wall being the decaying show business world of alcoholism, drug addiction, perversion, and death.
Man, you make that sound good.
It does sound good. Does sound good. So I don't do that. I refuse to name drop. I think, like I said, I don't think it's a very professional thing. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about this exact same thing with Willie. He agreed with me. That was very violent. There's a wonderful percussionist there in Austin, Texas, by the name of Mambo John Trainer. Mambo John was just this cool, beautiful old drumming soul, man. And after he passed away, this verse about him just popped into my head, and I just kind of wrote this song, and I just kind of wrote about him and some other kind of other musician types. I know, and Mambo John's the type of guy, I don't think he'd mind me telling this, is Mambo John is every once in a while, he'd smoke a little pot, and he'd drive out in the hill country south of Austin, and he would find a dead animal by the side of the road, and he would make a hat out of it. You know, and even if you disapprove of marijuana, you gotta admire that. If there's anybody that disapproves. So let me just get this tuning thing right here real quick. There we go. Change during the song anyway.